Mayor Linda Tyer led Governor Charlie Baker's Community Affairs Director on a tour of downtown Pittsfield Thursday, showcasing bright spots and pointing out challenges for the Western Massachusetts city.
So we're going to keep going this way.
With a host of area leaders tagging along, the tour included stops at the Berkshire Museum Hotel on North and the Beacon Cinema.
And inside is modern theaters with stadium seating. So we took a historic building and turned it into a modern use to really sort of meet the needs of a different kind of downtown experience. We've got some great ethnic restaurants in the downtown, and we're coming along.
Linda Tyer is 3 months into a 4-year term as Pittsfield's mayor. The Democrat ran on the idea of making the city more attractive for future generations with a focus on a lively downtown.
So we had a meeting where we spoke about our past and how we now have a new generation of leadership, and we're an evolving community, moving away from being a GE town and towards being a modern, vibrant city.
Baker's Community Affairs Director Odari Kale says part of the reason for the visit is to make Pittsfield a part of the governor's administration. The Republican has been in office just over a year.
Before you can have any impact, you kind of have to really take an interest in what's going on, number one. Number two, you have to really start the conversation about what communities need and how you can help.
Tyer says downtown Pittsfield represents what can happen when multiple parties invest in a community. After it stopped operating as a theater in the 1950s, the Colonial underwent a multi-million dollar renovation, reopening in 2006. The roughly $15 million Hotel on North, a former sporting goods store, opened last year. And about a decade ago, Barrington Stage moved from southern Berkshire County to downtown Pittsfield. Still, Tyer says more needs to be done.
We know that if we want to attract young professionals that are in a creative economy business, that they want to live in an urban space that's hip and modern. So housing is a key piece of the next level of advancement for downtown.
Pittsfield Police Chief Michael Wynn pointed out the difficulties of having no serious dedicated parking space for police vehicles at the station. The city has also cut off access to the top deck of the Columbus Avenue parking garage, located near Barrington Stage and Hotel on North, because of structural safety concerns. The city is developing plans for a new garage that would double the parking spaces from 200 to 400. Kale says his next steps are issuing a report and arranging a visit for Governor Baker.
The development that they're working on is in right in the downtown areas, you know, speaks volumes to, you know, investment in the community. So I think when it comes to, you know, trying to make sure that, you know, people are having a area to work and play, I think is a strong commitment to communities.
Meanwhile, Tyer is hopeful that what she calls a downtown renaissance can spread to other areas of Pittsfield. The city council recently approved borrowing $2 million to reconfigure and put up traffic lights at intersections around the William Stanley Business Park. One awkward intersection connects 5 roadways without a signal. It's the latest effort in that area of the city. A bridge reconnecting a street that dissects the park is being built, and a state transformative development fellow is working with the city to revitalize the area once home to General Electric.
Once Woodlawn Avenue opens up again, people of Pittsfield will be able to access either side of town by crossing over Woodlawn Avenue. So we want that kind of travel to be safe. So we're going to improve the intersections and add some new signalization to make that a safe experience for the people who are living here and working here now. We also hope that it will be an added value to marketing the park for any future development.
Pittsfield is applying for a $1 million federal grant to partially offset the $2 million loan. Reporting from Pittsfield, this is Jim Lavoulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.